Assalam alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I have a few questions for you. Firstly, I had days to make up from Ramadan, and I got pregnant. I found it difficult to make all of them up. I didn't manage to complete all of the days before the next Ramadan came. How do I make up for them? Secondly, I gave birth a couple of weeks before Ramadan and started to pray 2 weeks after the 40 days had ended, because the bleeding didn't really stop. It was on and off. It did stop for a while. I did manage to pray, but then the bleeding came back, so I stopped. How do I make up for these prayers, and how do I make up for...
You missed these prayers after the 40 days have ended, or within?
I missed the whole of 40 days, but within the 40 days, I prayed a few prayers before the bleeding came back.
Okay.
Yeah, so then I just stopped all the whole prayers altogether and managed to pray full-time 2 weeks after the 40 days.
Why 2 weeks after the 40 days? Why not immediately after?
That's when all of the bleeding stopped.
Okay, so the bleeding in the 2 weeks after the 40 days, was it the same characteristics of your menses, or was it the light and in color and the one of bleeding that does not relate to post-delivery bleeding?
Initially, it was menses-like, but then afterwards it was lighter.
Okay.
So when all of it stopped, which was 2 weeks after the 40 days, that's when I started to pray full time.
Okay.
So how do I make up for these prayers, and how do I make up for the month of Ramadan? Do I have to make up all of the 30 days?
First of all, regarding the makeup of days missed in Ramadan due to pregnancy or breastfeeding or illnesses, it's an issue of dispute among scholars what would take place if the following Ramadan was due and you did not make up. The most authentic opinion is that you only have to make up for that day. You're not required to pay a penalty or feed poor people, or the day would double instead of making up for one day as a punishment, you make 2 days. No. The most authentic opinion is that if you miss a day and the following Ramadan is due and you were unable to make up for that day, then you just simply make it up whenever it is possible and convenient. No expiation for that. As for your problem with the prayers missed, we know that the post-delivery bleeding extends to 40 days. Some scholars say that it goes up to 60 days, and there are authentic opinion of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ on this issue. Therefore, it appears to me, in your case, that these 2 weeks were part of the 60 days that some companions say that it is part of the post-delivery bleeding, which is called as nifas in Arabic. Therefore, I believe that you don't have to make up for these prayers missed, inshallah.